Alright, everybody, ready for another deep dive? Buckle up because today we're wading into the world of AI in business. And guys, we're not just talking about those basic chatbots telling you to buzz off because everyone's busy. You know the ones. You sent in this website, BSNet Trading. And yeah, that's the actual name. And they are not holding back on the promises about their AI. What really stood out to me, they're not just offering one AI thing, it's a whole package deal. Call handling, website chat, you name it. And of course, it's all powered by their advanced, intelligent, LLM-driven systems. Honestly, it's like someone emptied a bag of buzzwords. But before we write them off, I figured let's bring in the expert voice, get a second opinion. What are we really looking at with all this?
It's really interesting how BS net trading is trying to come across, you know, especially that whole LLM driven thing. That phrase is like the hot new thing tech world, but people got to understand what's really going on under the hood. An LLM, or large language model, is basically the engine behind a lot of this AI. Think of it like you're feeding a computer program a library, but not just any library, a library the size of the entire internet. Seriously. That's kind of how these LLMs figure out how to write text, do translations, even get all creative with it.
So it's not just spitting out pre-programmed answers then. These LLMs are processing info, learning as they go. That's both kind of cool, but also, I don't know, kind of freaks me out a little.
Totally. And that's where they get yak with the advanced and intelligent stuff, which, like anything else, you got to dig deeper. Because not all LLMs are made the same, right? Some are good at that creative writing stuff, others are better at facts and answering your questions straight up. And the quality of the stuff they learn from, that training data, makes a huge difference in how good they actually are.
So BSNet Trading is putting all their eggs in this LLM basket, using them for 24/7 call handlers, those website chat agents, text, voice, the whole shebang. That's a lot to promise, especially since they seem to be going after everyone from your mom and pop shop to huge companies. Can one AI solution really be the answer for everyone?
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, for the little guys, the appeal's obvious, right? Imagine having a system that answers basic questions, maybe sets appointments, or even figures out who's a serious customer, all while you're busy actually, running your business, like
Yeah.
having an extra pair of hands, but without paying them a salary.
I totally see it. Especially for folks just starting out, small teams, they're always juggling a zillion things at once. But what about the big dogs, the companies that have been around forever? They gotta ditch their whole customer service crew for an AI.
Probably not going to happen overnight, but we are seeing bigger companies test the waters with AI, especially for those everyday questions or round-the-clock support. The tricky part for them is making it all work together. These systems have got to be able to talk to their databases, their customer lists, their whole workflow to be really useful.
Which is where things get really interesting because it's not just about the tech itself, it's how well it plays with everything else. But before we get lost in the weeds of corporate IT, I want to swing back to something BS Net Trading hammers home on our site. Saving money, doing things better, happier customers, the whole nine yards.
Sounds pretty good, right? And honestly, it's not all smoke and mirrors. Done right, AI can definitely take care of those repetitive things, free up the human folks to deal with the bigger issues, maybe even make things more personal for customers based on their info.
Okay, so maybe not a total scam, but not some magic bullet either. Sounds like there's a but coming.
You know me too well. Here's the deal. Even the smartest AI is only as good as the stuff it learns from. And let's be real, the real world is messy. People are unpredictable, things get nuanced, and sometimes customers just get plain frustrated.
Tell me about it. I've been there wanting to scream, just get me a human
Yeah.
when I'm stuck with one of those automated systems.
Exactly. And that's what it all boils down to. AI might nail 80% of stuff perfectly, but what happens in that other 20% where you need a human touch, some empathy, or just plain common sense?
That's the thing, right? You can have all the fancy AI in the world, but if it can't handle those curveballs, those moments where people are upset or confused, it's not going to cut it.
Exactly. And that's where things get interesting. We have to shift from just, can this AI do the job, to how does it change the whole customer experience?
Because at the end of the day, what's the point of AI saving you money if your customers feel ignored, right?
100%.
Yeah.
And that's what some businesses miss. They think AI is just about cutting costs, not about using it carefully in how they handle customers.
It's like those self-checkout things at the store.
Oh, tell me about it.
They're fine and dandy until something goes wrong, then you're stuck looking around like, help! Where's a real person?
It's the exact same thing with this AI customer service, right? If it's smooth sailing, customers might not even know they're talking to a machine. But make it clunky, hard to use, or can't handle something a little different, that's a recipe for frustration, and that's bad for business.
So it's a tightrope walk. Companies want the AI perks, but you can't lose that human element entirely.
Exactly. And this goes beyond just BS Net Trading, even though their website kind of sparked this whole thing.
Yeah.
What they're doing, it's part of a much bigger wave that's coming, whether we're ready or not.
More AI, more automation, more businesses trying to fit it all in.
Exactly. And for us, regular folks, just trying to live our lives while algorithms take over, we got to be aware of what's going on.
So what can people actually do about it? What should we be watching out for as we bump into more and more AI?
First things first, don't be afraid to speak up. You're on a chatbot, something feels weird, just ask if you can talk to a human, plain and simple.
The squeaky wheel, right. If it's not working, say something.
Right on. And besides looking out for yourself, pay attention to how companies are talking about their AI. Are they being upfront? Do they give you a way to opt out if you'd rather talk to a person?
Transparency and choice. That's what it comes down to. Give customers the info they need to decide how they want to interact.
Exactly. Because whether AI works out or not, it won't be because it can trick us into thinking it's human, but how well it makes the whole experience better.
And that takes a smart approach. One that uses AI for efficiency, sure, but never loses sight of empathy, understanding. That's what real business relationships are all about, you know?
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that actually leads into another really important thing we got to talk about.
We've talked about how AI works, the good and the bad, but there's something else we got to consider, and it's a biggie.
You're talking about the really long-term stuff, right? Like
right.
How this AI takeover affects jobs, the economy, everything.
Exactly. This isn't just about a chatbot knowing your return policy. It's about changing how we work, how we deal with businesses, even what it means to be human when tech is in the middle of it all.
You got it. This isn't sci-fi. This is right now. And it's only going to get bigger.
And that's what's so wild. We're right at the point where we can actually shape how this goes down. We have a say, all of us, customers, business folks, even the government. We got to ask the hard questions now.
Couldn't agree more. We need to think about the ethics of it all. Can AI be biased? What about people losing jobs, needing new skills? And don't forget data privacy, making sure this tech is being used for good.
It's a lot, but it goes back to that human element we talked about.
How so?
AI can do tasks, make things efficient, but we'll always need that human connection, understanding each other, empathy, compassion. That's what makes us human, and that's going to be even more important as tech gets smarter.
Totally agree. It's not about humans versus machines, but how to use the best of both tech. Tech should make our lives better, not make us less human.
Well said. So to everyone listening, if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, remember this.
Go on.
You don't got to have all the answers. Just stay curious, keep asking questions, and help create the future you want to see.
And speak up.
Yeah.
Talk to people, share your thoughts, and make sure businesses and the people in charge are building a future where tech helps us, not the other way around.
Perfect way to wrap things up. We've covered a ton today, from AI customer service to how it changes our world and what it means to be human.
It's been a deep dive for sure.
And we hope we got you thinking, because ultimately the future isn't something that just happens to us. It's what we make it together.
Well said. And until next time, keep learning, keep asking, and keep diving deep.
We'll be right here with you.